When it comes to wage and hour matters, this year is an interesting year, not because of all of what's happened, but because of a lot of foretelling about what is going to happen. So, yeah, well, a couple of things that we're going to cover. We'll cover some status updates on the exempt employee salary thresholds. Remember 2016, we had a lot of action going, and then what happened, right? Did it die? Really? I mean, yes, there's an injunction. We'll talk about all that, but there's a lot going on there behind the scenes that some folks may or may not be paying attention that I think we're going to see a good bit of activity next year, even with this administration. We'll talk about some compensable time in the modern economy, and we'll also talk about some changes to the unpaid intern test, always one of my favorites. I think that so many clients think that an unpaid intern simply means you're doing them a favor. I mean, in theory, that's true, but it doesn't necessarily meet the test. And if we have some time, we'll talk about equal pay. Now, granted, that is not an FLSA issue, but it's really hard to talk about wage and hour updates without at least talking about the fact that salary history, right, is becoming an issue and a growing issue in how it's used in pay equality under the Equal Pay Act. All right, there are a lot of you out there who I'm sure love history and are history buffs. For all of you, there is plenty of stuff in the paper. I'm not going to go through a lot of it now, but we need to set up some of the bases because there's Chevron analysis and so forth under the proposed changes and the now potentially defunct changes to the amendments to the FLSA's exemption status and salary pay. But again, chock full of footnotes, have at it, have fun. But you know, everyone here I'm sure knows the FLSA established 1938 and it sets up the minimum wage and overtime exemptions, which obviously include the executive, administrative, professional, and then later outside sales, computer professional. And still, I remember as a first-year lawyer being fascinated by how many detailed exemptions there are for carnival workers. Like, carnies must have a really intense lobby, but they have an entirely unique set of exemptions. Not part of the topic today, but I always found that interesting, but I digress.